Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Barry Hsu, being the former executive director, the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Professor Hsu, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Simon. Hi.
So, Prof, looking at the subject that you want to tackle this afternoon, absolutely fascinating. We're going to devote 5 minutes to air conditioners.
Yeah, and this weather is a rather hot topic.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, warm topic. I've had quite a number of people asking me about using air conditioners. People from schools, shuls, offices, yeah. Workplaces. Can they use air conditioners in the COVID era? Is it safe? And so on. So let me give you a bit of a background. If you recall, we did discuss the major route of transmission. The main route in which the virus is transmitted is through the air. In other words, infectious respiratory particles, droplets and aerosols, which are generated and produced by an infected person. That's the way it's mainly produced. Maybe next week we can talk about inanimate surfaces, but certainly the dominant way is by these infected droplets being inhaled and then established infection. So we just got to bear that in mind. And, with special lighting, one can actually demonstrate an invisible cloud of moist air which surrounds all of us. Even while we're not talking, while we're breathing, you can see it. While we're speaking, singing and shouting, obviously those make it more dense and spread further. But actually that distance can be calculated. There's a formula for it. It's 4/3 pi r cubed, the radius of that infectious cloud. So as you go further and further, it is diluted more and more. And that's why we kind of recommend that the magic 6 feet or 1.6 meters. Beyond that, the dilution is so great that it's probably is negligible transmission risk. Also, what does play a role is outdoors versus indoors, because outdoors you get a much greater dilution effect. And then, of course, air currents. Air currents can waft infectious droplets further than that. And this is where air conditioners come in. So the air conditioners really got bad news from a very interesting study. It was done in Hong Kong where they showed that the air conditioner in a restaurant kind of wafted or distributed the air currents and affected people which were sitting quite a long distance away, much more than 6 feet, a couple of meters down, people at separate tables. And it actually was quite a big outbreak, which was promoted by this air conditioner. And that's where air conditioners got a bad name. So really, if you look at air conditioners, you can look at three different levels. If it's an air conditioner which just simply recirculates air, that's bad. In other words, in a closed environment, a closed room, and all this air conditioner does, or a fan, will just recirculate that air. So if there are infectious particles, you can imagine all it does is just distribute it. That's sure. the bad one. Then the ordinary domestic air conditioner, we draw air in from the outside, provided there's also, together with it, good ventilation. That's not bad because it's drawing non-infected, sterile air, basically non-infected air from the outside, and then goes through the air conditioner and will not, well, it will generate some air currents, but if there's good ventilation, that shouldn't be too much of a problem because there's the effect of dilution, which you get from good ventilation. And then air conditioners which do conform with occupational safety criteria, which all commercial air conditioners should do, having what you call a HEPA filter, H-E-P-A. That stands for High Efficiency Particle Air Filter. And yes. What you mean by that is that has got filters in it which will filter out viruses. We have them, for example, in airplanes and trains and so on. And those, of course, are quite efficient in filtering out any viruses and so on. So those are obviously quite good. The domestic air conditioner is also acceptable, provided there's good ventilation. The recirculating air conditioners are a no-no. The same would apply with fans. You know, fans in a closed environment, nope, with poor ventilation, all that will do is create air currents and distribute any infected particles if they are in the air. So a fan, if it's placed through an open window, open door, may be good, provide there's good ventilation and a good through draft, because that would dilute any infected particles. In a closed environment, fans are no-no as well.
As with everything in as a connection to this virus, Prof, it's just never black or white or absolutely clear. There's always this massive amount of gray area of uncertainty.
Well, yeah, but there is a science behind it. And if one, you know, looks at the science, there are ways forward. And there's the good and there's bad and there's the... And the
I hear you loud and clear. I'm just thinking about us as individuals walking into a restaurant or an enclosed area. We would have no idea what kind of air conditioning would be operative in that particular establishment. So it's problematic.
Well, you see, they air conditioners in those kind of environments do get inspected by health authorities and particularly by the occupational health inspectors. And they should inspect those air conditioners and ensure that they do have HEPA filters.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel somewhat better.
Also, prior to, you know, when they deliver the steak, have your air conditioners got HEPA filters in them?
I think that, yeah, otherwise, I mean, we're laughing, but it's right. Prof, thank you so very much. Can't believe the week has flown already.
It's amazing.
Shabbat shalom to you, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Yeah, all the best.